Immaculate Auto Insurance, this is Steve.
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Kyle over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling me. And thank you for the Facebook page.
Absolutely. Yeah, my colleague said you just wanted to chat about using it.
Am I able to add, like, some pictures, like, from customers that have bought insurance onto the page? And
did
how would we do that?
Oh, you did. Okay, great. So what you would do, if you go onto the Facebook page itself.
Okay, yeah, I'm there right now. Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, so then you go to More.
And where would that... Okay, I see that. Okay, More. It.
And then you press Photos.
Perfect.
And then you would create an
album. I want to get rid of any photos of cars having accidents. So let's see here. How do I delete photos?
Oh, I can do that. Which ones have the accidents?
Any car accidents or things having to do with claims. We're just getting too many claims, so we don't want to invite more accidents and claims.
Okay, so should I take away so there isn't like an accident as such, but there are towing. There's people being towed. Should I remove
that? Yeah, get rid of all that.
Okay, let's remove that. Just give me 1 second. There's two towing, so let me get rid of that.
Yeah, and then the one with the vehicle on top of a keyboard with some dollar bills.
Uh-huh. You don't want that.
Right.
Okay, let's take that.
Get rid of the lady talking on a cell phone, looking under the hood of her car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The key with the insurance policy.
You want that out as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I just used the images that we had.
That's okay. Yeah, I totally get it. That's okay.
There's two of those keys for some reason. Let's take those both out. Okay, and then...
How about the Mercedes that's lowered because it's lowered beyond 3 inches, so that's not an acceptable vehicle?
Take that out. Okay. And there's a picture of a couple, just like the couple. Not even in the car. Do you want that gone as well?
Yeah, get rid of that one. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. And the motorhome and the truck. And I can, if I'm able to add some photos, I can, like, am I able to do that on my end?
Yes. So where you're on the Photos tab now, there's a button that says...
I appreciate that.
Time, and then it says Create Album.
Let's see here. Okay, so it says Add Photos at the top right. So click on that, right?
Yes, click
that. Let's try that. Let's try to do that, and let's see if we can get a picture of the store and that kind of stuff. And I can kind of just add them from here. So let's try to do that. Thank you very much, by the way. Let's see here. There we go.
And then when you hit...
it says create post when I do that, though.
Right, so that's why I was saying if there's an option, you can either do that. It's not going to cause too much of a trouble, but you can also do the create album.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or you can actually click in the album that says Immaculate Auto Insurance.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, let's see here.
There's
a cover photos and the three items and profile pictures.
And then there's another one called the business net Immaculate Auto. If you click that one...
Oh, Immaculate Auto Insurance Services? Okay.
Yes.
With the 15 items? And
well, I've removed some now, so some of them will be gone.
Some of them are still in there, though. Does it take a while for it to update? Or?
Yeah, it might just be taking a while to sync. But I can tell you there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pictures in there now. So
okay.
8 pictures with the logo, yeah. So
I
when
can
you
try
go
to
there,
refresh.
There's an Add Photos or Videos button there.
Okay, sounds good. Let's go right there. Okay, I get it. Okay, I refreshed it. Okay, good. Okay, so let's go right there. Perfect. Yeah, and if you could, let's get rid of that motorhome and that dually truck.
get rid of the most of them.
And then...
So I think what I'm hearing, if you're going to upload pictures to Facebook, I'm going to check tomorrow, and perhaps I should actually update your profile with the photos as well, because these photos are the ones we have on your account on our side. You know?
Okay. So it says add photos or videos. So if I click on that, ready to add something, it doesn't look like it's letting me do it. Oh, let's try that. Upload photos or videos.
Yeah, then you hit that button again.
There we go.
And then it will take you to File Explorer.
That's nice.
And then you just choose
the ones you want. Good. Appreciate that. Let's try that. There we go. Okay, good. Now we're producing here. That could take me a couple of moments. And then, is there something else that we needed to do to update the Facebook page that's not completed yet?
No, so once you upload the pictures, it will load, and then there's a button on the left that says post.
Okay, that's nice.
And then you just hit post, and that will go up. The page I've loaded, so the information that I've put on the page is what we have on our side, so it's all on
perfect.
Like them as the website, so it's consistent like that. I just want to see, and then I added you as an admin. Is there anybody else that you needed to be in control of the page, like another admin person?
No, let's stick with myself and your company. That sounds good.
Okay.
Start taking some more photos of customers. But the nice thing, if they're wearing a mask, then you can't really identify them.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, yeah. I can always delete it if need be. There we go. That way, if somebody's looking at our page, it can see people that have purchased insurance from here.
Makes sense.
Okay, and then where it says the name of the company, there's like an at symbol, and then it says like, you know, the name.
At username. So that can't be seen by people that aren't an admin. That is just if you want to create a specific username for the page, you are able to do so.
Okay, so it doesn't show up. Okay.
No.
And then, so we've got the immaculate logo for the main picture. Does that sound about right to you?
Yep, that's fine.
It's good to have a picture of the shopping center. A lot of people, oh, I know where that is. Yeah, there we go. Perfect. Okay, so now we've added, so let's just post it. I can go back later.
Yes, you can.
Yep. Okay, there we go.
So if you do post something and you want to take it down, you go back to where photos is, where we went the first time, right? And then you would hit that album that we're in, Immaculate Auto, and then you'd go click on the picture that you want to remove. It will open it back in the full screen. And then on the right, there is three dots, and there'll be an option there to delete photo.
Yeah, I'm seeing that the logo for Immaculate Auto Insurance appears a couple of times in that particular album. Should we take a couple of them out so it's not redundant?
Yeah, I'll have a look now to see what we
can
do. Oh, I see. It's on here a few times.
Yeah, we can just clean it up a bit. Does my phone number show up anywhere on the site so it's easy to, it's visible to somebody?
Yes, yeah, so if you hit the, you hit the home button, the home button.
Okay.
It should, if you scroll down to the left where it says about, and then the number 714-278-0675.
Okay, yeah, okay, let's see here. It has my street address. Let me type that in a little bit better so it looks better. South Euclid Street. There we go. Does it? Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. There we go. Perfect. And photos, it has my picture talking on the phone a couple of times. Maybe we can...
Do you want me to take those off as well?
You just keep one of them with me on the phone with my tie on, my yellow tie. That way it just looks like more professional.
Yeah, and the one with the red tie?
Yeah, keep that one on there, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
That way there's more than one photo of me.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. So... what we can do, if you want to send in pictures to us as well,
okay.
We can load them onto the page for you, and also onto
That's nice.
Your profile with us at Local
Scratch. Okay, cool.
And then at least we've got them, you know, as well.
I had I was monkeying around with, a possible Facebook ad, but I didn't want to get clicked out of business. You know how a lot of times you'll get click, 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 and then your budget's gone?
Yes, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So maybe it's just better just to keep this up organically, right?
Yeah. I mean, we do have a lot of clients that use Facebook ads, and they do see success. And you can manage it in a way that your budget will only be spent over a certain amount of time. So a lot of clients will start with like $100 a month, and that will we put that in to last the month. So it won't spend more than that in the month.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to get back to you on that. That's something to consider.
Yeah, I mean, if it is something that you'd want to do, we can definitely think about it. And then it's a monthly thing normally, but if you want to try it once off, that's also fine as well.
Okay.
And we basically put the budget in so it doesn't overspend,
okay.
And it will spend that budget within the month.
That's nice.
It does start at 100.
Okay.
And we'll put it into the month, and you can choose whether you want... people to be able to click to phone you or click to send you a message or even click to your website. I don't know how you prefer to do your business.
I like when they call me, but, you know, some clients will go to my website and there's like a little, like, they can click a tab to fill out their information and send an email. But it's always better when you have a live human calling you.
Of course.
That's
the
best lead.
Yeah, so that can be done as well. Yeah.
Okay. Do we have my office hours updated correctly? I tried to do it myself today, but I wasn't sure if I did it correctly. Where would we go to view my business hours about?
Okay, so to do that, you go to, you scroll down, there's an edit page info.
Okay, so open now 9:30 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, looks like Saturday needs to be, I need to change that to 8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
I'll change that.
8:30 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
That way somebody doesn't come here at 6:30 in the morning thinking I'll be here.
So 8:30 to 12, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. So it's Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 6, and then
yes,
Saturday, 8:30 till 12, Sunday
yes,
closed.
Please. Sunday's closed,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Got it. That is updated. I've also noticed that your profile says 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. with us, so I'm going to change your...
Yes, please. Yes, thank you. For the Google?
Yes, that's
Yeah, because a lot of people, believe it or not, That's how they come in. Like they'll go to the Google to see if I'm open or not. So I just changed my office hours. I used to close at 5, but I'm going to start, you know, as of yesterday, open till 6. So if we can get that extra hour on the Google, that way they'll know I'm open.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
great.
So Facebook is updated 9:30 to 6, and then Saturday 8:30 to 12. So
yeah, great job.
I'm going to go ahead and update your profile, and then
I'll go on
to the Google profile as well to get that updated.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve. I hope you have a great
day.
Yeah,
nice meeting you.
You too. And if you are ready for doing the Facebook ads or to send in pictures, we're more than happy to do
okay.
that. Just let us know. All right.
That sounds good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a good rest of your day. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
All right.